Hi everyone, my name is Marissa Xu. I'm a second year 3D animation arts major at Emily Carr University of Art and Design. Welcome to the Nature Speaking podcast. During our podcast series, we'll be touching on topics of how nature is communicating with us COVID-19. Today is the first episode of this special podcast, and we'll be talking about how people are actually going through some of their New Year's resolutions. Every podcast, I'll be featuring a drawing or photography from various artists, probably mostly me. I'll also be describing the image audibly to give a different feel to the piece. The piece will be the cover art for each episode, and today I'll be giving a poetic description of a piece made by me. The house that I reside in is once that small, filled to the brim of people small and tall. Along the walls is a cozy fire, and with the wood it makes you want to stay a while. The black fog leaks through the window, it leaks through the door, leaks through the chimney with a giant roar. Through the world this roar would be heard, in some places more than others. And though it was unfortunate, there was not much we did. We just stayed in our cozy little house. Yep, that was an artwork by me titled Our World, centered around the state of the world in many countries before COVID-19. Sorry for the terrible poetry. In December 2019, COVID-19 was discovered in Wuhan, China. At first, many people thought the virus had died down, but it quickly spread over the short period to surrounding countries, and soon, it was everywhere. Just after people were making their New Year's resolutions, many of them started to panic buy for an apocalypse. In response to the public outbreak, people were required to stay inside their homes to decrease the amount of people getting sick, and allow for more time for hospitals to catch up on the support of the infected. With staying home becoming the new norm, many people became suspicious of outside goods, such as restaurants and groceries. Unless it is pre-packaged in plastic, the routine to sanitize goods is very intensive and laboring, especially for big families. Combine that with the amount of free time that is available now, many family-oriented communities have gathered their interest into gardening. You know, gardening, the one New Year's resolution that, much like working out, is difficult to maintain, but once stabilized can yield some pretty significant savings. I think gardening is a hobby that's easy to pick up but hard to cultivate without prior knowledge or lots of research. I too have tried to garden. It's pretty simple actually. You buy the soil, make a pot for your plants, plant the seeds, water them, realize the sun will never hit your plants, and then you escape to China for 3 months and come back wondering why your plants died. Haha. Okay, for the record, I've seen my neighbors attempt to make a garden. Usually it's one or two people pursuing, but this time it's half the neighborhood. And I don't know about you, but that's some pretty significant numbers. As a result of the public taking up gardening, there has been a seed boom. W. Attlee Burpee & Co., a garden company originating in the United States, has sold more seeds than ever in its 144 years of operation. In short, gardening has become a soothing, family-friendly, bonding hobby that also relieves concerns of food security. You can easily start gardening with leftover legumes that you have. You just take the end bit that you cut off and you put them in water, and then you transfer them to soil within a week or two. And hopefully with some advice, some water, and some love, you can be sure to have your own staple food security items. Well, thank you for tuning in to our first episode of this Nature Speaking podcast. Hopefully you can join us next podcast. If you want to send us any questions, drawings, sounds, stories, or just anything, you can email us at naturespeakingecuad@gmail.com. And I'll be sure to feature it next episode. And please be sure to tune in and follow us on SoundCloud. Thank you.